You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And now we are joined by Mr. Dom Sensitive, who is coming over from Australia. Moderna Dom, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good.
Nice, man. I'm real chill. Where are you? You're not in Adelaide or Port Arthur.
I'm actually in Melbourne.
Melbourne?
Yeah.
True. As last time I talked to you, I think you were in the mines or something.
I was just at work, yeah. I think there was some speculation about that maybe just being a prop, like a sort of a setting that I have at home to look like I'm...
True. You know. You were in Hi-Vis, and it did seem like you were doing a morning shift at the mines, but
you can just pick one of them up, though, like, you know, the department store or something.
True. Easy. You can indeed. How are things over in Melbourne?
I haven't been outside this morning, but it looks like a lovely day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm keen to go to this place around the corner that sells these really nice croissants.
Nice.
Keen to get one of those.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Celebrate the release of your new album. Leather Trim came out this morning.
This morning, yeah.
What time? Like, has it come out at 12 in the morning? Or were you more of a 6 a.m. kind of guy?
I think this interview marks the official release, probably.
Whoa! That's so cool. That's awesome. That's awesome. I remember last time we were chatting about Dostoevsky, because you'd been reading some. Have you read much Dostoevsky lately?
No, I haven't. Sorry, Zach. I don't know if I've read anything since I spoke to you, to be honest.
What have you been up to?
Except for maybe this cookbook, which is all about the wok. I've been reading a bit about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Big wok fam.
I am, yeah.
Nice. Oh my goodness, last time we talked to you it was about your single R&D, which appears on the album. So it's good to have you back on for a second time. We'll get right into the meat potatoes of the interview now, I reckon. The first song here opens with a really like sloppy drum beat, and I mean that in a very good way. with these really like kind of really scrangly synths. I gotta ask, was Dr. Octagon's Blue Flowers, was that song an influence here?
I'm not really familiar with it, but it's funny. The my friend who's playing the synthesizer there, I actually call him the Doctor. So that's pretty good.
There's no connection to Dr. Octagon.
No.
No, true. I reckon if you listen to that song, you'll see what I mean. But uncanny coincidence. The beast of a song, The Second Day of Spring. It's like 11 minutes. it opens with some kind of sports match sample with people like cheering and stuff. Where'd the sample come from?
I made it.
What?
Yeah.
Nice. So you just found like royalty-free sounds or whatever and just combine them all?
No. That's actually my friend saying that. I had an idea. It's actually spruiking Dinosaur City, the record label.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
But I can see how you think it sounds like a sports match, because it kind of does. It's just, I think we just sampled some crowd sound, and then, I just got my friend to say that over the top, because I thought that he would hype it up and make it sound cool.
Mm. True. The song, is it semi-biographical? Is it about like a particular three-day stint you had, maybe a three-day bender at all? Is it autobiographical? I know that some songs here are.
Yeah, it's definitely autobiographical fiction, I think. And it's maybe, it's a collection of small little experiences that I've had maybe over a few trips. To different places that I've sort of managed to string together and embellish a little.
Mm-hmm. Well, was there any kind of particular connective tissue that was linking all these songs together when you were songwriting, or was it just things that were popping to your head randomly? An artist's intuition.
I imagine that most of the things are like about things I was feeling and experiencing at the time. But then I just, I think the thing that connects them all is the me trying to disguise them all.
Mm.
So that, you know, can't really tell, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's very much the case. Because when I saw the press release for this album, it was like saying that some of these things are influenced by real events. But when I read the lyrics, I can't really tell which is what. You're very very postmodern in that regard, my friend.
Thanks. I think that's mission accomplished then.
Yeah, no. Is that like quite a joy that you've had throughout your life? Like kind of just like messing around with people?
Yeah, I try not to consider it as messing around with people, Zach. But,
oh, not messing around with people, but you know, yeah, you know, like, yeah. I like flying around with people sometimes. It's fun.
Yeah, I think it's fun too. Yeah, it's art and stuff, so I guess you get to take a few liberties and have a bit of fun with it, and I don't really want, you know, to tell people what I actually think or like my personal feelings, so it's nice to be able to just sort of dress these characters up as cartoons a little bit and make it a little bit more ambiguous.
I definitely feel that for sure. I think that track, Second Day of Spring, and the kind of general album kind of reflects, like you say, kind of an ambiguity, but also reflects maybe kind of a nihilistic kind of parody feeling that you have against the modern world. Am I on the money here, or is that not true?
Maybe there's a bit of I'm poking a bit of fun at that. I mean, it's hard to I don't know. Feels like it's a full-time battle trying not to become a nihilist sometimes. But
it is. Yeah,
it's something I don't want to be. But it's good to have a bit of fun with for sure,
and kind of turn the kind of absurdity of the world on its head in a way, and I think that shows through in your art in a really, really interesting way.
Thanks, Zach. Yeah, no, awesome. I think it is it's good to have a bit of fun with it rather than but also like not pretend that it isn't there, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I don't have a heck of a lot of time left for the Kōrero, but I want to know, do you have any plans on maybe paying a visit to Aotearoa, New Zealand for a show or two, or a tour perhaps?
I would love to. Can you book it?
I wish, my friend. You paying me?
I'm sure we can work something out.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have yarn after the interview.
Your people, my people, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'll send it up to Karen in accounts, and she'll come back within a month or so.
I'd love to visit. Maybe, someday. Maybe 2025.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Do you have much of an Australian tour planned, or are you just going to be low key?
Just got a couple of shows booked. One in Adelaide and one in Melbourne, and just be taking it as it comes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Come on. And do you reckon you'll chill out on making new music for a while with this, you know, pretty fresh release?
Nah, I'm pretty keen. I'm sort of, I think I've written most of a new album. So I'm
really?
Start recording it, yeah.
Oh my gosh. You do not, you do not play around. That's remarkable. Yeah. Is there any details you can give away about that?
No, I think that it will be all of the things that are kind of, that I find interesting about Leather Trim, all of the real hyper stylized bits and pieces and samples and wacky, kooky things, noises and stuff. I think I'm just going to really, it's going to be all of that, I think.
Cool. I did notice that there was a lot of effects, especially in like weird kind of random one-off words that you would say would just be like reverbed or reversed or... yeah, they just kind of float off into the ether somehow. It was really, really fascinating how you did that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I want to do that even more. I kind of want to make it music that sounds like a cartoon or something. Like that's from the fantastic 90s, you know, where you, like the eyes pop out of people's heads and then go back in and stuff like that.
Yeah. Some Ren and Stimpy type stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, just like, and all the sounds of, you know, springs and stuff when people jump really high and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, Ooga. I love that. I love that stuff so much. I think you get a very good crowd, especially with the Gen Zers. The Gen Zers love silly cartoon sounds.
Yeah, right. Cool. Yeah. It's good to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very, very good. You can do some market testing, do some focus grouping for the next project.
Right on.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thank you very much for coming on the program, Dom.
Thanks again for having me.
Of course, man. Of course, that was really awesome. All right, that was a great, fun, chill chat with old mate Dom Sensitive, who's over in Melbourne. We're going to play a track from his new record, Leather Trim. Here's Weather Maps from Leather Trim. And then coming up on the program, we have In The Loop. We're going to be talking about some news stuff. Stay tuned for that. It's been a real fun breakfast. And thank you to all my guests who have come on, especially Mr. Domathan Sensitive himself. Great guy, great tunes. It's On The One.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.